Well, lift your hands and bless Him. What a mighty day, what He has done, for bringing us thus far, His mercies, all of His goodness and kindness. He's worthy to be exalted and to be praised. He bless you, your wife, in the wonderful name of Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Lamb of your wife, the hope of salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. Bless you today. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I we bless you. I thank the Father for all things. For what a wonderful thing to be able to come before the presence of this all omniscient, omnipowerful Yahweh. And having no doubt that you're in the midst of His throne to exalt Him, to worship, to acknowledge, and to be very thankful for all that He is doing and what He has done. What a wonderful thing in this hour. For the world is full of darkness. The scripture says that the wicked walketh in darkness, and they know not at what they stumble at. They don't even know what caused them to fall. What brings them unto the bondage of their flesh, their attitudes, their emotions. They fall into the quagmire of darkness. And the reason why, because as John saw, he saw that angel open the fifth vial, and he poured out that indignation of Yahweh upon the kingdom of the beast and the seed of the beast, is what scripture says. And it says that men began to gnaw their tongues and they began to bite themselves because of the pain and the agony upon them. And yet he saw something more profound than that. He said, and they repented not of their wickedness, their corrupt deeds, because the darkness was so intense. And that's the mind of man today. It is a great darkness upon man. He has no ability to understand. He cannot discern. He cannot love. His heart is not pure. There is no satisfaction with what Yahweh has done. You cannot love Him and not love His name. You cannot know the power of this great Yahweh without knowing His name. It's either that scripture is a lie and it is not truth, or it is the truth and we must, in all of our seeking, desire to understand what Yahweh or this God or this Father is trying to convey unto us. Without loving His name, you can't love Him. Scripture says that. It's either that scripture is a lie, and what name do you love? What is the name that inspires you? And it calls your heart. No, we're not talking about the name of the Son. We're talking about the name of the Father. You must love His name. And that is why there's very little love today, because as I was sitting this morning, I thought about the beasts of the field here. They have no warmth of love. They don't even know the Ahab of Yahweh. They cannot express love. Yet the only way that we can do that is by His power and His anointing dwelling in us. And that is why there's very little of that today. Now that is going to be the foundational threshold upon which I will speak today about this profound thing that we call love. We actually think we know what it is. I said to my wife yesterday, as I searched scripture, as I have all the texts, all the chapters, all the books in the scripture, only one whereby the word love is never mentioned. It is never talked about. It is in the book of the Acts of the Apostles. It is never mentioned, not love, lovable, love, lovely, never once is it mentioned. Because they went forth in the profoundness of the power of Almighty Yahweh, because they received the witness of the authority of His Son, Messiah. And with that witness, they had the power of that witness in them, and that is the Spirit of Yahweh. You can't love without the power of the Spirit of Yahweh. You can't love without the Holy Ghost. And that's why this is what we call love today. It is putrefied trash. It is one of dissimulation. It loves wickedness more than it loves righteousness. The wicked walketh in darkness, and they don't even know at what they stumble at. I want to lay the foundation. You cannot love Him unless you love His name. And that is the truth. That's the power. I will read what Scripture says. You can fight against it. It says in Psalms chapter 69, I want you to turn there. I'm not going to read according to the text you have. I'm going to read according to the proper text, how it should be conveyed unto us. I will read what Scripture says as David. Do you believe that David knew the Father? Was he a man not after the heart of Almighty Yahweh? Was he or was he not? You think that he spoke in a terminology by the Spirit that ought not to have been revealed unto us, or Yahweh imparted into the man by and only by His unction those things that were written aforetime by holy men of Yahweh as the Ruach or the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon them, and they wrote and they spoke according to the direction of that anointing. It's either that David spoke a lie here, or he spoke the truth. And if he spoke a lie, there shall be no other witness of this in Scripture. No other witness. But if there's a witness in Scripture, what he says, then he spoke the truth. The Scripture says in Psalm 69, verse 35, David said, for Yahweh will save Zion. That is the place of the birth, Jerusalem, the city. We are, and the embodiment of that city, New Jerusalem. He's going to save Zion, and He will build the cities of Yehuda, that they may dwell therein. It is so key as to what Yahweh named the cities, as He calls men to speak those words, because they all had revelation of whom He was and relevance unto Him. And that is the proper enunciation, Yehuda, because it simply means Yahweh's praises. And everything that was associated with Him, it had to bring an honor and a glory unto Him. Everything we do today, it brings an honor unto our pagan traditions, our pagan desires. We have not known the power of the truth. We can kid ourselves and say we have, but we have not truly known the power of the truth. For when a man understands that power, he is made free from every bondage of the world. He's free from his own flesh, his own desire, his own drive. He does not have to walk according to that mandate. But he walks according to the will of Almighty Yahweh. He pleases the Father. And love began at when you hear His name, it caused your heart to rejoice. David said in verse 36, he said, the seed also of His servants shall inherit the land. And they that love His name shall dwell therein. They that love the name of Yahweh, they that love His name shall dwell in Zion, in the assembly, the tabernacle. They shall dwell in Yehuda, a city of praise unto Yahweh. It shall be a city of light, to praise Him, to exalt Him, His honor, His power, and His glory. And the seed of that one, the seed, shall dwell in the cities. And they shall praise Yahweh because they will love His name. There shall be a desire to hear His name. There shall be a love for His name. Because in that name is the power of whom He is. In any man, His name represents Him. And Yahweh is not just God or Lord. He is not Lord of God. He has a name. The Father has a name. He is our Father, but in that name is the power of the Father. What son has a father that he doesn't love his father, or he doesn't love his name? If he loved the name of the Father, he loves his Father. To be named after your Father, what an honor. What a wonderful thing. So those that dwell in Zion, they will love his name. They will have a love for the name of Yahweh. And when they hear the name of Yahweh, they will not despise it. This is the generation when they hear that name, they despise it. Because that pagan ritual, and that's what paganism does. When they hear that name, they become very angered. They become very hostile against Yahweh. How can you say you love him and you don't love his name? How can you say you love your husband and you hear the name of your husband that inspires your heart to love him even the more? How can that be? You say his name is God. Well, what God is he? Tell me. If you explain that to me, show me one place in Scripture, you will have no problem with me. Show me in Scripture. Well, of course, you don't spend enough time in Scripture that you can show me that. Because it's not found in Scripture. So if you love him, you will love his name. He said those that love his name will dwell in Zion. They will dwell in Yehuda, the place of praise, the city of praise. Can we not see that there is no true drive to praise him? There's no love to worship him. There's something missing from that. We become very bored quickly. Because our compassion from him is not true. It's something predicated upon some feeling or emotion. It has to be based upon the knowledge of whom he is. And when you know who he is, you will act in faith because you know who he is. It's not about what he's about, but who he is. And you will move upon that even though you don't feel like it. You don't have the knowledge of it, but you have the faith in what you know and whom he is, and you will move accordingly to that. So those that dwell in Yehuda and in Jerusalem, they are the ones that will love the name of Yahweh. You speak that name to the masses, they become very perturbed and angry. Don't speak it to a religious people. I was listening to an article this morning. They were talking about different forms of religion. And the man said, no, the name of Yahweh, he is the Hebrew God. See, the man knows. But they are intimidated because there's no pure love for him. None whatsoever. I was reading an article. I want to read them today. How that even these whorehouses, they are actually going about doing surveys amongst their parishioners and asking them what is the best time to have service. Do you know why they're doing that? Because they're so caught up in the cares of this world. They got ball games, television, sports events, and they don't want to miss those things because of that. And that is the whole reason behind the article. They start their services so that it will come and they did for their ball game, their soccer game, their tennis matches, their little cataras and all of those things. They do that for them. And so most of them say the best time to have it is 5:30 p.m. Saturday evening. That's the best time. Because actually, Sunday, you prevent us from doing a lot of things. And so what these whorehouses are doing, they're expressing to these other whorehouses that is all organized sports is. It is another form of worship. And so they're appealing unto them, don't start any events until after 12. Because they know that they will be out of their little dizzy whorehouses by 12 p.m. Now that's what they're doing. It's been done all over the world today, especially in this nation. So when a man truly has the love of Yahweh, he loves his name. He doesn't despise his name, even though if he never heard it, he would say, very inquisitive. Where did that come from? Where did you find that? How do you know that? You see, we'll be very inquisitive. That's what he will ask. He will not reject that. And so when a man truly loves that name, he must first of all love the name. And you will know that he loves the name because when he hears it, it will cause something in his soul to be filled with fatness and rejoice. Isaiah 56 verse 3. We will see if there's a witness to this. If it's not, then it's not the truth. He's not basing things upon me or my emotions or yours. He's based upon the fact of whom he is. Isaiah chapter 56, Isaiah 56, 3. He says, neither let the son of the strangers that have joined himself to Yahweh speak, saying, Yahweh hath utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I am a dry tree. For thus saith Yahweh unto the eunuch that keepeth my Shabbats, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant. Do we choose the things that please him? Or do we choose the things that please our flesh? 99.9% of the time we choose the things that please us. We don't choose the things that please him. Even if saying to a eunuch, you're not a dry tree, you that are worthless, you're not as worthless as you realize you are. Saying to a eunuch, you're not a dry tree. Only Yahweh can say that. Only Yahweh can bring seed out of a dry tree. And this is a very dry tree that he's dealing with at times. And this house is a very dry tree. It's worth thinking about a tree of life. You can see the death to the trees now. The leaves are all fallen. They're not absorbing water. They're actually putting water, or they're causing the water to go out. They're expelling water. And he said to the eunuch, tell the eunuch he's not a dry tree. Who can say that but Yahweh? He says, long as you please me, verse 5, even unto them will I give in my house, and within my walls a place and a name equal or better than the sons of the daughters. He said, I will give them an everlasting name. Do you believe that? He said, I'm going to give. Is that not what Scripture says? He said, I'm going to give them an everlasting name. They shall not be cut off. And the sons of the strangers that join themselves to Yahweh to serve him and to what? And to love the name of Yahweh. It says there to love the name of what? But what is the name of the Lord that you're going to love? It did not say to love him, but to love the name. That's what it says. It says to love the name of. What name of who or what Lord, what God you're going to love? What is the name of the Lord or the God you're going to love? Tell me that name. To love the name. He means what he says. That is not difficult to understand. It is our sin and our darkness that prevents us from understanding the power of his truth. A wicked man, he walks in darkness. He doesn't even know why he stumbles. What makes a man wicked? We reject the truth of Almighty Yahweh. When you hear the truth, you don't harden your heart. You just receive it. Whether you have understanding by faith, he will bring the revelation of the truth. There's a lot of things we don't understand. That scripture you read, you understand every scripture you read. You say you do, you're a flat out liar. But that does not make the scripture ill effect or unavoidable. It is not void. It still has the power of life in it. And then sometimes you'll go pick it up again and then the revelation will come. Why? Because you believe he said it. You believe it's the truth. So he said even the strangers and even those that are Gentiles, those that are unclean, that have joined themselves unto me, that have been purchased by the blood of Messiah, that have come to the knowledge of whom I am, even if you love my name, I'm going to give you a name that's everlasting. There's going to be a name that's it's an eternal name. But you must love my name, love the name of the Lord, or love the name of God. But what is the name of the one you're going to love? Is that simple? That's not a hard question to ask. What is the name of the Lord you're going to love? It doesn't take a rocket science to understand that. It just takes someone with a willing of heart and a heart open unto the plain truth of whom Yahweh is. You're not going to rebel and fight against him and expect to receive the bountiful powers of his blessings. That your heart is full when you hear his name, because of the love for his name. When you hear his name, you know who they're talking about. When you hear the name of God, you don't know who they're talking about. You hear the name of God from a Buddhist, you know who he's talking about. From a Muslim, he say God. You hear the name of Yahweh, and I'll excite something in your hearts. And you always say, they that hear my name, he said, and they love it, because when they hear it, they're going to love it. And it's going to do something for them. I'm going to make them a dwelling place in Zion. I'm going to make them a place in Jerusalem and Yehuda, whereby there will be a praise constantly before me. He said, love his name. You can't go to the old without going back to the, you can't go to the new without going back to the old. For it's established on the old. See, that's why we don't have much love today. That's not much love in the hearts of these people today. Us that call ourselves the saints of Yahweh, it's dissimulation, it's hypocrisy, it's full of lies. I will show you. We're going to gauge ourselves by Scripture. And if you meet up to this, then you're all right. It's one thing about love. It seeketh no ill. It worketh no ill. It would do it no ill against any neighbor. Have you done any ill against your neighbor? Have you slandered your neighbor? Have you lied against them? Then that is not love. It worketh no ill. It doesn't do any ill against his neighbor. And any man that walketh in power, that fulfill the law of Yahweh. So don't tell me you know how to love. This trash has been handed down to us. It's been trash. Yes, it's trash. You always got to prepare people for a fire, for a great trial. We're not prepared for no trial. We get angry at him at the least little trial. We get upset with him, we have to deny ourselves. We're ready to fight him. When there's anything about us pinpointed, revealed, exposed, we're ready to fight him. Now, you don't know how to love him unless you love his name. You can say what you want to. When you had no knowledge of his name, you didn't know. Once you come to the knowledge of his name, you do. Without loving his name, you have no power. You continue to reject his name, he's going to reject you. What father's going to have a daughter? He goes to the daughter, the son goes to the father. He said, do you know my name? If he asks you today, do you know his name? What do you tell me? Yeah, you're Lord. No, he's not Lord. Those pagan traditions and pagan words have nothing to do with him. And if you spend time in Scripture, that's one thing we won't do. You love fleshly things. This is a generation that love fleshly things. I was reading an article this morning how that place, I will read it to you. That's why I told you all even what they call yesterday is called Black Friday. There was a woman there in Florida, in Orange City, Florida. She was trying to buy a DVD. The store opened up early, the Walmart. And it was a throng of folks there. And she was one of the first ones in. They knocked her down. They trampled her. She had a seizure. And her sister was crying, please, please, please. Don't you know those fools and that dumbness? They didn't pay any attention to that woman. They saw her laying there. They had no conscience of that. None whatsoever. They had no conscience. She's lying there having a seizure. They knocked her down. And then the newspaper noticed that the television station was there. That the DVD was still under her. What a fool she was. That's why it's called Black Friday. Black Sabbath. Black darkness. It consumed the folks in that dark mind and that dark mentality. That's what it does. You can't love him without loving his name. There's no way a woman says she loves her husband without loving her. That name when she hears the name. Husband can't say he loves his wife. When he hears the name, he despises it. He hates her. Because when he hears her name, he gets angry with it. I don't want to hear that name. You say you don't want to hear the name of Yahweh because you hate him. You're a flat out liar. You're a liar. You hear that name. When a woman hears the name of her husband, it does something to her heart. She gets excited. Nee Smith is on his way home. I'll be there in an hour. No, it's not Jermaine on his way home, but it's Nee Smith. She knows that man. And for him to be our husband, man, if he says for us to love his name, we're going to dwell there in the cities, in Jerusalem and Yehuda, the place of praise, and the place of worship and plenty. There's something that's wrong if we don't love his name. That's why these cowards and hypocrites, that's why they fled, because they ain't no love. I don't care what any of you say. They ain't no love of Yahweh in their hearts. They despise his truth. A man loves him, he will love his name. Even if he doesn't understand, he will wait for the revelation to be revealed unto him. That's why Almighty Yahweh had the blind Shaul, Paul, the way he did, and have him wait there until the anointing came. And the anointing came, and immediately he began to preach. This generation has no anointing. Oh, I love God. What God do you love? Your belly? Your flesh? You made your grand youngest your God, your sons and daughters, your husband, your wife, your lust, your feelings. That's what you made your God. You pay attention more to that than you do the word of Yahweh. You hear your belly when it growls and wants something to eat. You hear your laziness when it says, I don't want to go pray. I don't want to fast. I want to do that. Don't you hear that? Then what God are you serving? What one are you serving? Which one? You hear your lust when it comes back and... Well, the word of Yahweh is spoken, you can't hear that. You shut your mind to that. You close your thought out to that. You close your heart out to that. You shut it out because it brings you under condemnation. If you don't want to be condemned, you're already condemned. You're already condemned on your way to hell. That's why you walk in darkness. That's why this dark mindset, it loves dark things. It doesn't love the things that are pure. You can tell it's the seed of the beast. Why? Because the vial is already poured out. And they walk in darkness, they stumble, don't even know why they're stumbling. They fall into sin, perdition, don't even know why they're falling. Because they rejected the truth. And they don't love the name of Yahweh. You're going to have to love His name. He said to them that love the name. He said to them that love the name. It says that in that one you have, that love the name of the Lord. I'll express it that way. I'll express it that way. That love the name of the Lord. What is the name of the Lord? Is that His name, Lord? Is that His name? I ask all of you all that question. Is that His name? Is that His name, the name of the Lord? Does it say? Does it not say that love the name? Does it say love the name? Are we that ignorant we can't understand that? Does it not say that love the name? Does it not say the person? Does it not say His power, but that to love the name of? And of is that preposition that points to the one or the thing whereby the name is talking about. So what is the name of that one that we need to love? If anything, I want to know that. I want to know His name so I can love it. So when I hear it, it causes me to become aroused, to get excited about Him, to have a sensation about Him. You got to love His name before you can love Him. When you love His name, when you hear it, you'll show your love toward Him with thanksgivings and praises. You hear the name of brothers and sisters you don't like, it causes a sour thing in your spirit. You are on your way to hell. You are wicked. And that's why you walk in darkness, that's why you stumble. You can't love, you can't be kind, you can't be affectionate, you can't be sober, you can't be genuine in one. You're false. I don't care if any of you never love me, it makes no difference at all. I love His name, and I love Him. And I will not shun the power of His truth for no man, no sister. You can believe that. So you're going to have to start by loving His name. Yeah, they had to start by loving the name of Yahweh. That's where they started, by loving His name. And once they began to love His name, then He began to reveal Himself unto them. That's how it's done. Verse 6 again, He said, also the sons of the strangers. You're not even part of the house, but you're strangers. That joined themselves unto, what it says there? Unto the Lord. What an abomination. But they joined themselves unto Yahweh. To serve Him. When a man, a stranger, read this book, then what Lord is he joining himself to? When a man from the Hindu religion, what Lord is he? He knows many lords. When a man from Egypt, what Lord is he joining himself to? What God is he joining himself to? His country is filled with thousands of gods. What one? What is His name? You can be gullible all you want to reject that, but He has a name. You can't deny His name. No, we have not known that truth, but Yahweh is revealing that to us in this hour. Why? Because His name is going to be glorified again. As He said to Messiah, I've glorified it, and I will glorify it again. What? In this hour, His name. Just like the Jews despised it then, they still despise it. And every Jew today still despises it because they're religious. You that are Jews, you still despise it. You still despise that name. Only those that have been begotten of Him, whereby His Spirit dwells in them, they will love His name when they hear it. You can be a stranger, you can be a white man or a black man, you can be a brown man or fair-skinned man. When you hear the name of Yahweh, even being a stranger from the commonwealth of Israel, because you know who He is, and when you heard that name, you say, He is the one, you join yourself unto that name. And when you join yourself unto that name, you begin to love that name, because you know the name represents Him. The name represents Him. And all the family in the earth and heaven is named in that name, Yahweh. And that's why He named those prophets out of the bellies of their mothers. They had names not like these names here. His name was not Jeremiah. It was Jeremiah. Isaiah. The proper name, because they all indicated a glory and a personality of Yahweh. I mean, that's one of their names. And if you do the research, you'll find it. We're ignorant, we're lazy, we're slothful, we're wicked. You want to fight with someone? What you going to fight with? Well, what? Tell me your feelings. It ain't worth a nigga with a rat's dung. Don't mean nothing. You can't fight me with your feelings. You got to fight me with this. You take the sword of the Spirit. Then you fight me with it. If I'm wrong, show me in Scripture. Just show me. That's simple enough. That's enough right there. If He said it, by His immutability, can He lie? Can the Father lie? So did he lie here? He didn't lie. He didn't lie. He says, he said, join themselves to Yahweh to serve him and to love his name. They must first of all join themselves to him to love him or to serve him, and then to love his name, to be his servants, everyone that keepeth the Shabbat from polluting it and taking hold of my covenant. He says, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices shall be accepted unto my altar, and my house shall be called the house of prayer for all people. He said, the sovereign Yahweh, which gathered the outcasts of Israel, saith, yet will I gather others to him beside those that are gathered unto me. He said, I will gather those that are not even a part of me. He said, I will gather strangers. That's what he says. And I'm glad of that, because we were all strangers to the commonwealth of Israel. We're in sin, corruption. We got to love his name, saints. You can't despise his wonderful name. That's a name that is precious. We walked in ignorance. At one time he winked at our ignorance, but now he's calling us everywhere to repent. We didn't know, but he's calling us to repent, to change, redeem the time. And that's the truth. And that is the truth. That is why men so despise that name. It's despised more amongst the religious world. I talk to sinners and I use the name. You always say, oh, okay, I understand. But it's this religious perverted world that doesn't understand it. It's the religious world. They fight against it. We're saved by his sovereign grace. He is the Yahshak. Yahweh is. He is our Savior. Messiah is the family of Yahweh. He was sent forth to bring the knowledge of the Father, for men had lost perspective of whom he was, and they still have today. And that is why the body of Messiah is in the earth today, that it may reveal whom this great one is. The only thing we reveal is our sins and our lust and our carelessness. We would take the side of hell over Yahweh. We would turn against him with hell, with Judases, with betrayals. We get offended at what he says. Get offended at what the man of Yahweh preach. Because he doesn't preach things that are pleasing to you. We got to want to please him. That should be our desire, to want to please Yahweh. You should deny yourself. First of all, that's the first thing you got to do when you get up in the morning. Deny yourself and then pick up your cross. You don't deny yourself. That's why you can't please him. And this is the generation, we are part of it because we love pleasing our flesh. Above everything. We will kill the pleaser. You saw those, you heard what I just told you about those fools at Orange City, Florida. They didn't care about that woman. She could have died there. And a pagan sin. And a wickedness. That's why you always want us to come out of this wicked world. That's why you don't want to touch these things. You don't want us to be a part of it. Those spirits are very powerful. They draw the best of them. They draw the best of them. He wants to separate it out of this trash. It draws a man's conscience away from Yahweh. It makes you think and ponder those things. Sure it does. There must be a man of Yahweh. There must be men that speak the truth. Whether you speak the truth or not, there are men that speak the truth. Whether you love it or not, it's still going to be spoken. Whether you care for it or not, it's still going to be spoken. And that's the truth. It's going to be spoken. Whether you like it or not. Whether it please you or not, it please him that his name is exalted. Exalted every kind of heathen name. The name of Jesus Christ in every country is a different name because it's associated with these, even their religious practices and pagans. Only that name Yahweh is the same. I don't care where you go. I've looked on the internet. I saw it in Chinese. It's still Yahweh. I've looked in India. It's still Yahweh. It's still Yahweh everywhere you go. In Mexico, it's still Yahweh. That's his name. And the Son came from the Father. He did not come from some strange pagan god. Don't you understand? If you search, do a little research on history, you'll see how religious the folks were. There were so many gods at that time. And this is the only one that came without a name. He just came as God. He came as a Lord. That's not the truth. He's Yahweh. Messiah came in his name, in his Father's name. And don't tell me you can love him because I'll read that. You can't love him unless you love his name. And that's why we can't love each other, because we don't believe that his name is written in the forehead. We're sealed by that name. That's why you can't love each other. There ain't no real compassion. You say what you want to. You better allow Yahweh to judge your heart and to show you the corruption down in you. It's going to take you to hell. You don't even know the love of Yahweh. The love of Yahweh is not even perfected in you. But a man, it's one thing, it's two things that a man must do for the word to be perfected in him. The first thing he must do, you know what he must do? The scripture tells us. When a man hear the word of Yahweh, when he keepeth the word of Yahweh, in him his love is perfected. You must keep the word. And we spit it out as soon as we walk out of his presence. You don't love what he says. I'll read the scriptures. I don't want to get ahead of myself. There's no love for his truth, his word. This wicked generation there is just like the generation before, the one before that. They think they're going to do it on their own, but that's not so. They discount the plan of Yahweh. He said, I establish in the midst of my tabernacle those men, those officers that will bring my people to perfect. They tell him, go to hell. That's what they say. I will perfect myself. They're full of lies, full of sin, and they're corrupt. He said, this is the order that's going to be done. I establish apostles, prophets, pastors, and evangelists and teachers to bring you to a knowledge of perfection. And they say, no, it's not going to be done that way. It says the goal of a generation, many fools out here, they will follow the blind and they all fall right into the ditch. The blind lead the blind and they fall into the ditch. He has a perfect plan. And for you to reject that, you reject him. For you to reject that, you reject him. Before he ascended, he descended. And he gave gifts unto men. That's what scripture says. For what to bring about the order and the government power of his tabernacle, his house. That's what he did. And a man doesn't have to be joined to some kind of organization or denomination. He will know the voice of Yahweh because of his spirit desire. Even though he's a eunuch, he's a dry tree, he knows that Yahweh can put life in him. We're dry trees and they're eunuchs. And yet he can put life in us. We came in here without life. We're dead, looking dead. Our expression looks dead. Ain't no life in you. You began to love that name, he will put some life in you. He put life in the eunuch. Sure he will. You're strange in him this morning. You came in estranged from him. Your mind on everything but him. Your thoughts on every kind of vile thing but Yahweh. You worshiping everything. That is what you do when you put a pinnacle or establish something in your mind in the high place. That is the God. That is the Lord of your life because it consumes, it demands, it commands time, it commands reverence and thought of it. That is why they are Lord, because they command it, and they do it without, it doesn't care how you feel, your emotion, it still commands that. It makes you do it. That's what a Lord does, he makes you do it. And so your mind is given to all those things except the truth, what Yahweh has spoken. You can't hear him, because you're the God speaking to you, and so there's no thought of him in your mind. And that's the truth. That's the truth. You're going to have to know it in order to be free. Now look at what Paul said in Hebrews. Chapter 6. And if this is the truth, now it's in the old and the new, I'm going to establish something here. Because I want to talk a little bit about his love. Now do you believe this? Now I want to read it from the scriptures. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 9. Paul said this. Do you believe this? He said, but beloved, are you the beloved? Huh? Somebody say amen, folks. Open your mouth something your way. He said, we are persuaded better things of you. He said, believe that there are better things. And things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Look what he says in verse 10, Hebrews 6:10. He said, for God is not unrighteous. Is that what it says? For God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of what? Your labor of what? Which you show toward what? Toward what? He did not say Messiah, but he said, God is not, he said, for God is not unrighteous to forget your labor of love, which you have shown toward what? Shown toward what? His name. Then what is his name? If you show the labor of love toward the name of Yahweh, what did you say? I do it in the name of Yahweh. I bless you, Yahweh. What is the name that you did the labor of love in? You love him, you do a labor of love toward his name. Why? Because he tells you to love one another. He tells you to be kind and affectionate one to another. He tells you love does no ill. Why? Because he hasn't done you no ill. He hasn't done you no wrong at all. He hasn't done you wrong. Even though your sins, he has not even allowed the full throttle of that to overtake you. We set it like a dry tree, like a eunuch. Yes, sister, we must. He's going to reward you according to the work you've done toward his name. For the love you had toward his name. That's what it says. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and your labor of love. You have to work and labor in that love. Why? Which ye have
showed toward his name. Does it say that? Is that in the text you're reading? Then what name are you showing the labor love toward? No, it didn't say the redeemed. It didn't say Messiah. It said, for God has not. That's what it says. For God has not. We spent a little time with him. I left here Wednesday night, and he opened up a scripture to me. I've seen it for a long time, but on Wednesday night when I left service, it came so vivid and alive to me as never before. The first scripture I turned to in scripture, he opened it up to me. All those years I've read it, but never to the extent Wednesday night as it was revealed unto me. As it was revealed unto me. You've got to have a labor of love for his name. All the labor you have done, the labor of love you've done in his name, then what is his name? What is the name that you love? What name do you love? The Father has a name. And the Son came in that name. He said, in that ye have ministered to the saints. Ministered to who? To who? To who? And you do minister. You minister to the wicked there. You satisfy them in their wickedness. Don't tell me you love. When you can't tell when they're sinned, you don't love them. I don't care. I don't want you. I don't want your kind of love. For Yahweh so loved the world, he sent his only begotten Son. Y'all sure didn't come to condemn the world because it was condemned already. He didn't have to do that. There's no way you love them. There's no way. That what you call love is trash. That ain't even trash. Love is honest. It's pure. There's one thing about the presence of Yahweh. Will show man his sins. He'll get uneasy, unnerved. And that's the truth. So what is the labor of love we have shown toward his name? Yeah, well, you do minister unto the saints. And much as we have opportunity to go unto all men, but especially the house of faith, you go out here to the wicked and you do a greater thing for them than you will the saints. You can talk to the wicked. You can speak to them. You can correspond with them. You can love them. You can hug them. You can eat with the wicked world. When it comes to the saints, there's a distance. You are wicked on your way to hell. You're not even a child of Yahweh. You smile with the world. You get excited about the world. When it comes to the saints, I don't care if it's your wicked daddy, your wicked mama, your wicked sister, your wicked brother, your wicked auntie, your wicked grandma, it makes no difference at all. You can do that with them, and yet with the saints of Yahweh, there's no evidence in your soul. You are wicked on your way to hell. You can make your bowl with them, and yet you despise the bowl with the saints. You are a child full of darkness. You don't have no light in you, no power of Yahweh. He said, you have ministered unto the saints. You minister the needs of the saints. You're taking care of them. Yeah, these men that go out and work, they minister unto the saints. The brothers that labor here, they minister unto the saints. The sisters that cook, they minister unto the saints. This is a lazy, wicked world. They don't want to do anything. Why? Because they don't have no love for one another. If there be one weak that's bearing the cross, you that are strong, help that one bear the cross. That's why he brought them out of the darkness of Egypt so they could see those kinds of things. And we still don't see him. You brought us out so we can see that when a brother is being burdened down or sister, you can help him bear that cross. Help them lift that thing up. You got to understand that that's discernment there. When you have love toward his name, you will minister unto the saints. You love ministering unto the saints. I don't care what is pulling weeds. I don't care whether it's going out there cutting out a tree. I don't care whether it's putting the wind in the house. You will minister unto the saints. I don't care what it is. And your affection will be the same unto the saints. You will bake a special cake for me and bake something different for him. You will bake the same cake. Did he not send us the bread of life? And that bread is the same for every man. So tell me you have the love of Yahweh in you. This is trash what we have. This is the stars from hell. It has been roped by the powers of darkness. And it has not produced anything that's perfect. No perfect heart. No perfection toward each other. No gentleness. No kindness. Say what we will and say you're that way. You're full of lies and sin. This world is not that way. It's ruthless, careless, it's hard. Man tells us our sins, we get mad. You correct the man, he gets mad. You correct the sister, she gets angry. They don't like that. I told Elder Martin what Sister Robert said to me. He looked at me, he says, it's the truth. He said, you can't get from under that because you're the pastor. I looked at him and said, I still love you, old man. But it was the truth. Didn't like it, but it was still the truth. Didn't make me feel good, but it was still the truth. He said, that doesn't excuse you. I said, you're right. I love you, old man. As a matter of fact, I said, I still love you. I still love you. I preface that I'll still love you. You can't love him without loving his name. A young man in love with a woman, when he hears her name, that calls to love, that is the excitement of his love. Because he hears her name. A young woman in love with a man, when she hears his name, it excites him, her. That's what makes him love them the more. The name. And yet our Yahweh, this great El that's created us, he has no name. That's hogwash. That's a lie from hell. Foolishness. You go to every part of the world and their gods have name. Allah Akbar. God is great. And yet Yahweh has no name. His name is not Jesus. And if his name, if Jesus is the Messiah's name, then the Father's name is Jesus too. And that's the truth. I will go with Scripture. You can go with all the emotions you want. But I will go with Scripture. Let me read verse 11 here too. Something good here for your own soul. Don't turn around, saints. Let everyone else go to hell. Even this man here, David Roberts. But you press on. You press on in. That's what you do. Don't turn your back on him. Because I'm a fool. And I turn away from him. He said, and we desire that every one of you do show the same diligently, the diligence, to the full assurance of hope unto the end. What? That ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit a promise. He said, don't be slothful. A slothful man, that's why there's much poverty amongst you always, people. They're full of poverty because they're slothful. They're so get up, they're so get up to even to express their affection toward each other. They get angry at each other quickly. They're fools because anger rests in the bosom of a fool. It's one thing about the love of Yahweh, it's a forgiving, it's a love kindness, it's a tenderness. This trash we call love because you've done something, you're nice. Yeah, you're nice to the ones you like. You ought to touch the ones that you've never done nothing for. That's how you ought to do that. You touch them, the ones that cater to your feelings and speak the things that please you. You like them, but a man like me, you don't like him. Why? Because he tells you your wickedness. Well, I like Sister Robin because she talks the way I want her to talk. Well, what about me? Oh, Sister Stacy is very nice, but what about me? Then I'm the one you ought to run to and try to do something for. Because that's something in your heart is not right. You can sit here and say, not so, that's a lie. It's easy to do the things for the ones you think you like. And you will turn against them too if they offend you. That's the wickedness of your heart. Yes, you will. Let them offend you and see what you will do. These hypocrites say they love me and they all turn and turn against me. That's what they did. They didn't love me from the beginning. That's why I would tell you all the time, I don't want your filthy love. Because I knew it wasn't love. He'll make even the eunuch to be fruitful. Even one that is a eunuch can blossom. There ain't no love. Not at all. I'm going to show you what love is and the attributes of love too. And what you call love, it ain't. There ain't no love. If you don't love his name, you don't have no love in you at all, period. I will show what Scripture says. Is either the Scripture's a lie, or you know the truth more so than what Scripture says.